Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Innovation is very important to most companies. Our next guest says that what can be even more important is protecting that innovation. Nicole Hayden is an intellectual property attorney with Nelson Mullins, and she joins us right now from her office in Charlotte, North Carolina. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So first of all, give us an idea of your practice and what you do in this area.
I particularly work on prosecution, and what that means is basically drafting patent applications, trademark applications, copyrights, getting those through the patent office.
Well, walk us through the steps that one would take in that process.
First is the identification of what your intellectual property is. The first and probably most common is the patent, and that protects inventions. But your company may also have trademarks that it needs to protect, names, brands, and symbols, logos that you've developed over time. Alternatively, there are probably lesser known protections, one of which is called a design patent that would protect sort of aesthetic features of your inventions rather than how an invention works. Copyright protections protecting books and writings and text and music and that sort of thing. And then you've got more of a sort of catch-all, which is the know-how and trade secrets. And then that's kind of what you keep confidential within your company.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about patents versus trade secrets. Coca-Cola, for example, has never released their recipe, and so it's a trade secret. It's not patented. When does a company decide which way to go?
Always a good question, and it comes up a lot. Typically, what I will tell companies is if you have something that can be easily reverse engineered, meaning if somebody can take it apart and put it back together and figure out how it works, then you probably need to look into patent protection for that invention. Whereas if you have something that cannot be easily determined, then trade secret may be the best avenue for protection. And the benefit to trade secret, which you probably already realize, is that it can be an indefinite time frame for your protection, such as the Coca-Cola recipe. As long as they keep that recipe secret, it's protected indefinitely. Whereas with a patent, you have a limited monopoly. You're required to disclose exactly how you created, invented, formed the invention, but your monopoly is going to be 20 years from the date of filing. So it's a trade-off there.
And how long is the normal time frame between filing for a patent and receiving the patent?
That can vary based on the type of invention that you've got. I would typically say 2 to 5 years. There are some options for getting to a granted patent faster, some expedited filing options that are a little bit more expensive that could get you there within a year. But typically, if you don't want to pay the additional fees and go through the expedited process, 2 to 5 years is a good average.
Talk about the importance and the process of protecting your innovation overseas.
Well, the international protection, as you probably realize, patent protection is geographic in nature. So if you get a U.S. patent application that is going to, or a U.S. granted patent that is going to protect your invention in the United States, it's going to prevent anyone from making, using in the United States or importing into the United States. So you couldn't manufacture it in China and have it imported into the United States. That would still be a violation. However, if you only have U.S. patent protection and you want to sell your product in Europe, you're not going to have any protection in Europe unless you file a separate patent application in Europe. There's several avenues that you can go about to doing that. There's an international application we call a PCT, Patent Cooperation Treaty application. It basically is an international application that gives you the opportunity to go into a variety of different countries and regions, or you can file directly in that foreign country based on your U.S. application. There are very specific time frames for doing so. So I would highly recommend talking to a lawyer before you publicly disclose, sell, or take any public activities related to your invention to make sure you don't miss those time frames, both for U.S. and European or international filings.
Well, Nicole, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
No problem. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Nicole Hayden is an intellectual property attorney with Nelson Mullins. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Charlotte, North Carolina. We will have a link to her office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us through links to our social media network, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.